welcome to episode 78 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z, sort of.
Alright guys, so last episode, we spun for category R. At the end of the episode, we got Release the Spice, S-P-Y-C-E, not I, just in case you didn't know. It came out in 2018, the anime. The manga came out the same year, so it must have, months before obviously, but it must have picked up in popularity, or maybe they knew it was going to be really popular, so they just made it at the same time. I don't know.
Or maybe they just got the deal to do the manga and the anime.
Yeah, it's, I guess they had an idea and they just made it. That's not usually how it works. I mean, we've gone over this. Usually there's a manga, then one of the anime studios sees it's popular and picks it up.
But with this day, with streaming services and stuff, it's very possible.
Yeah, it's a little different now.
It's possible that it's like, hey, you're doing a manga? Let's just do a deal for the anime, just in case. Mm-hmm. Worst comes to worst, we could just write it off a year from now and not make another one, you know?
Yeah. I could see why people might think it's popular. I didn't actually look it up. I don't know if it was or wasn't. But I could see why people think it's popular. Would like it. It's a bunch of girls that are kicking ass, taking names. You know what I mean?
It's got a charm to it.
A little bit. It's oddly sexual at times, but, like, indirectly.
Yeah.
Like, they'll show the girls in, like, towels and stuff with their tits sort of hanging out, but, like, they don't make it sexual, which is weird.
No, the show's a little odd in a lot of ways.
Yeah, it's a little bit weird.
So, did you like it?
Not really, particularly. I didn't hate it, though.
I don't know. It was strange. It's like, I don't know if I liked it or not, you know?
Yeah, it's okay. I wouldn't watch it again. I would, although with a little bit of sexuality I had, I'd be fine with my daughter watching it.
Right. Though at the same time, I wouldn't mind if watching a second season if we had to.
Yeah, if I had a second season, I'd be okay watching it.
Yeah, it's weird.
The, really, didn't even get into the premise yet, but it just popped in my head.
Yeah, I was about to say premise, so.
The ending. With the Flash from Men in Black.
Oh, yeah.
like, you just stole that from Men in Black. Let's erase my memory. I trained you.
Yeah, so get into the premise.
Anyway, you're in Japan, obviously. That's how most animes work. Not all, but most. And there's this Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle type thing going on. Not really, but they're like a little squad of schoolgirls that fight crime.
Yeah, it's a secret organization of teenage girls who take drugs and fight crime.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it.
Drugs and fight
crime. That's pretty much it. That's pretty much it, because
they've got this power-enhancing drug that makes them strong and fast.
Yeah, and as they get older, so they have to be young girls. As they get older, the drug starts taking less effects, and once the drug doesn't work on them anymore, they either have to lose their memories or work for the organization forever. It's kind of messed up.
Yeah, it's a little messed up.
So, I mean,
that's something they should also tell you ahead, like, when you want to join.
They do, kind of.
They didn't really tell her that ahead of time.
They do, kind of. Well, they kind of tell her, like, immediately after she joins.
How? I don't remember.
Like, when they're introducing everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, they kind of tell them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't remember that. But, that's kind of it. You know, it's very happy-go-lucky most times, and then and people are getting shot and dying. It's a little odd in that sense.
Yeah, it
almost felt like Dragon Ball happy-go-lucky, and then, bam, Dragon Ball Z, Gohan goes through Piccolo's chest, or, well, what's his name? Not Piccolo, Goku's brother.
Raditz.
Like, it's almost that kind of transition. Like, oh, okay, bunch of girls hopping around having fun. They're, one of the bad guys they were chasing was a masochist.
Yeah.
I was dying with laughter at that. He's got his clothes come off somehow, and he's got bondage ropes all around him. And when he gets hurt, he's like, oh, yeah.
I mean, it's all right. It's got a story to it, which is...
It's not particularly good, but it's
there. I mean, there's like no filler to it.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah, and it's weird, because it's a little character-driven at times, but there's still the whole secret organization thing with all the tropes, that, you know, secret organization, they find out where their headquarters is, they get defeated, you know, by the...
A surprising trope that isn't in this is the love interest. It's just a bunch of girls fighting. It's there's no, like, boy she's tripping up over.
That's because there's an apprentice and a master. Mm-hmm. There's six girls, and each...
Mentor. God damn it, you reminded me. There was multiple points throughout the show, many, many points, but there's a specific point where she says mentor, like, 30 times in, like, 30 seconds. Mentor, please train me. Well, as your mentor, I need to train you this way. Like, but mentor, please train me now. Just kept going back and forth like that. I wanted to blow my fucking brains out. Oh my god.
Well, that's one of the real downfalls of this show, is the dialogue is so bad. Like, sometimes it's okay, but when it gets bad, it gets really, really bad. Like, that annoying anime dialogue, and I just want to skip forward.
So bad.
But back to the love interest. back to the love interest thing is, there is no love interest because there's a mentor-apprentice relationship, and they all seem to be together.
Yeah, well, I mean, not really, but yeah.
Like, the girl with the guitar and the other girl, there was a whole episode just dedicated to them, and they seemed like they were married. They were living together.
They trained together.
And the last shot was them sleeping next to each other with their hand, holding hands. And every relationship is portrayed that way.
I was excited about their story arc towards the end, because the mentor in that relationship was turned evil.
Evil. Traitor. Here's the thing.
Oh, but a double agent. Oh, go fuck yourself. That was actually a really good twist.
Yeah, it was a good twist, but, the girl with the guitar was the only character I really liked in this. Mm. And when she did that betrayal thing, I said, I don't believe it.
I didn't believe it either at first. And then, the episode went on, and I believed it until at the very end when she went to kill the one.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't show the person she threw a grenade in the water to kill didn't actually die. So I was like, oh, that's fake.
Well, I was like,
that's not really.
I wasn't like.
But it could have been great.
Right.
It could have been the run redeeming quality of this show.
I was like, wow, they totally. Because it looked like the leader girl got chopped in half almost in that scene.
You see a sword cut her down.
Yeah, and it looks like she's dead. I was like,
she's bleeding out on the ground. It looked like she was done.
I was like, I don't know how you come back from that, but she did.
Easily.
Right.
She just had a limp the next episode.
But yeah, I was like, I literally said that out loud. I was like, I don't believe this. Not for a second.
I was right there with you until midway through the episode, she just kept fighting and hurting and really fucking everyone up. And I'm like, oh, okay, I kind of believe it now until the end part.
Yeah.
That really pissed me off. That could have been good.
Right. But yeah, so they're, what were the bad guys doing? They were trying to mind control everybody?
Yeah, I don't really know why.
Yeah, so there's another organization trying to take over the world, and that's who they're fighting.
They've sort of been fighting each other for a long time.
Yeah. Because they mentioned at one point, there's the main characters has an elderly friend, like this old woman, and they mentioned she was used to be one of them, and she chose to lose her memories. Mm. So they've been going for at least 50 years.
Yeah, it felt like it was a lot longer than that, but who knows?
Right. I mean, but as far as specific time stamps, at least that long. Mm. And for some reason, the main character licks people.
She can tell their emotions.
Yeah, but that when they first introduced that, I thought that was going to be a big thing, and then
it really wasn't.
It doesn't get back. It was like, why was it even introduced then? I mean, every once in a while they use it, but it's like,
yeah, a lot of animes do things like that. They add something that might be kind of important, but it's just kind of.
But it was just so strange and sexual. It was
just
like
a weird reason for her to lick people. Yeah. They were torturing this little girl at one point, and she licked her
to find out if she was who she was. Yeah.
Which, by the way, the show was fairly normal up until that point. They take this little girl who's probably 6 or 7, and they put her over molten metal to torture her, so the heat will make her answer questions and stuff. And it was a quick scene. It wasn't really in depth, but it's you're watching it, and I was like, wait a second, they're torturing her. What are you doing?
At the same time, the 6 to 7 year old girl though was from a mercenary town and was super strong
but you're still torturing a little girl. What's happening?
No, I know
here?
But they ended up adopting her.
yes.
So
the last scene, I think it was.
Yeah, whatever it was. But anyway, so there's 6 girls. The main character, whose defining trait, I don't remember any of their names.
No, she's got blue hair, and her defining trait is her eye.
No, that's not the main girl. The protagonist. The protagonist.
Main girl in the group, though.
Right. The protagonist is the girl who licks people.
Yeah.
And then the girl you're talking about is the leader.
Her mentor.
Which is her mentor. She has a scarred eye,
which is whatever. It's stupid. It's obviously there so you can look at it.
Right.
Until she doubles up on spice and it opens.
Well,
I was dying. That's so stupid. It looked like a Byakugan from Naruto. Yeah. I'm watching that with my son right now. The muscles and the blood veins near the eye on the temples all bulge out and her eye opens. I was dying.
She's like the leader, but she's also like the uptight one, almost, but not really either. She's a weird character.
Gotta get to know her.
Yeah, but she's like super into training every day.
Yeah, and you sort of learn that the reason why she trains the main character so hard is because she doesn't want her to die.
Right, because her mentor died.
Yeah.
Which was a whole mission thing.
Yeah, which was, that was forgettable.
Well, it all tied in at the end. That's where all the story picked up at like 8th episode where everything started to fall apart. So, and then there was the girl with the guitar, which is her defining trait. She's also like, she plays guitar outside of a subway or something.
And
watches people, and she's like the double triple agent girl, essentially. And then there's her apprentice, who doesn't even have a defining trait.
She's got purple hair.
Yeah, she just didn't like the main character at first. She really didn't have like a defining thing at all. And then the other two is the girl with the glasses.
The smart one, obviously.
Well, not really. She's the one that wanted to make friends with everybody. She can make friends with anybody, apparently. Huh. That was her thing.
Oh, Christ, that was stupid.
Because her arc is, you know, she had a friend when she was little, and then they got kidnapped together, and then she didn't help him, and then apparently she did try to help him, and it's this whole stupid thing, and we're all going to be friends. Well, I'm going to make you my friend by the end of it. And then her apprentice was this shy girl who's apparently a Yokozuna, like a martial artist, super scary fighter, apparently, because she gets mind controlled at one point, starts killing everybody. And yeah, that's it. And then it's just them fighting this organization and fighting crime. There's a masochist, like you said.
Yeah. A couple different characters. There's this really muscle-bound woman in a red dress.
Yeah, she reminded me of Nemesis from Resident Evil.
Yes, I was thinking the same thing.
Because she kept coming back chasing after the main girl.
And she's like Hulk Hogan, like gigantic muscles, and she punches these little fucking 14-year-old girls, and somehow they're not dead.
She looks like a dude, honestly, and she says she calls herself the most beautiful woman in the world. And in the beginning, she was actually normal, but she lost the fight to the 6-year-old mercenary girl. So she lost the fight, and she got experimented on because of it, and that's why she turned into the Hulk. Mm-hmm. And then,
and she was pretty irrelevant, to be honest, throughout the whole thing. But like, there's this one little part where I think they're on a train, I think is what it was, and she's like punched the main protagonist and like, you should be dead. It's not like you had spice in you at that point in time. You weren't powered up on the drug.
That's true.
I don't care how much fucking push-ups you did, you're dead. But whatever,
I mean,
not that it matters.
And she kept showing back up until eventually she gets cured, and I guess she joins the group at the end or whatever. Because of course at the end they reveal that the traitor was a triple agent, and they caught all the people with the money who was supplying the,
and everyone that was getting mind controlled got fixed.
And the leader girl with the blind eye was hurt in the betrayal, so she couldn't fight. So the main girl had to go and defeat the main bad guy.
And then at the very end, the whole Men in Black thing happened.
Yeah, she chooses to lose her memory.
Shoot me with the dart. They have these little guns that'll put people to sleep and also erase the memories.
So it was this big emotional scene about losing her mentor to memory, and you know.
They had the little flash forward episode where she picked her apprentice.
And then the last scene is her walking by the girl with the scarred eye in civilian clothes, not recognizes her, but as soon as she walks away, they show up her and her smiling, like she remembers everything. So I don't know what that was about.
Could have been like an unconscious thing.
Possibly, but the way it made it look like, I know what you're talking about. Well, I don't understand about the whole memory thing. She's got the scar about her eye.
I guess they could have planned a memory for
that. I guess.
You could say, hey, you have amnesia because you were in a car accident. Bump.
I guess, but that's a weird thing. The only thing to be hurt is your eye.
Well, maybe you were hurt in other ways, but like you broke bones. Those healed by the time you woke up.
It'd make more sense that she got hurt in her dojo accident or something.
Yeah, that's sure. That works.
Than a car accident. I don't know.
Except a sticker knows how to use it instinctively. You gotta add that to your backstory.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's actually kind of harmless.
Yeah, it's a harmless anime. It's not great. It's not bad.
It's average.
We say middle of the road a lot, and that's what it is.
It's like a true middle of the road, like a 5.
Yeah. Solid 5.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not terrible by any means.
Not at all. And if there was just the dialogue was probably the most blaring thing that sucked about it was probably the dialogue.
The dialogue.
And again, that was only at times. Sometimes it wasn't that bad.
I mean, there were some moments that were pretty good. There was some drama that worked. Mm. There's some of the relationship stuff actually with there. Some of the, even though that it was over exploited a lot, the relationships, some of them had chemistry, so it made sense to a degree. It wasn't terrible. Yeah. I mean, I think that's it.
That's it? What do we have before this?
Yeah. Release the Spice. It was just this one. Restaurant from Another World.
Looking last.
Rurouni Kenshin.
Rurouni Kenshin is that.
Yeah, it was. That's in the another list.
Yeah, that's not bad.
So before we jump into this, I got a few things I want to talk about.
Category, yes.
Whatever. So, like, I just edited our Virus Buster review, and that one had a special organization thing like this, too.
Yeah.
And we were talking about the tropes and, like, how thing, and this is another one that just was, like, organization gets, and I just wanted to bring that up. Mm. Me and Sean both discovered this separately, but there's apparently a Sorcerer Stabber Orphan 2020.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, as we were, I was just going through S last night to see what we could get.
Remake of the first season, they're only on episode 9, so we can't.
Right, but so that should be interesting.
I clicked through the first episode, though, the art on it looks like just an updated 1990 anime. So that's kind of interesting. They didn't just, like, completely reimagine it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is pretty decent. I also, in that review, mentioned how we have to go for, like, 20 minutes. That's, like, for
the minimum.
Yeah, the minimum thing. This was before I was really editing. So, but I realized we went 20 minutes, and then I edited out about 3 minutes of it, and it didn't reach 20
minutes.
You
gotta go 23 minutes now.
So I was like, that's out the window. So I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I think when the conversation's done, it's done.
Yes. And in that Buster Virus review, I asked you, what is Neo Tokyo? Like, what is the Neo in Neo Tokyo?
New.
And you were, we were like, I don't know, it's the same thing as neoconservative. Or neo-Nazi or whatever. He's like, you were like, I don't know what Neo is. We'll go look it up. We'll never look it up. No, what's going to happen is, I'll get to this edited episode, and then I'll realize, oh, we need to look that up.
My new opinion, before you say what it is a post-apocalyptic Tokyo that's been rebuilt.
No, Neo is a newer revived form.
Yeah, yes. Pretty much what I just said, but yeah.
But not post-apocalyptic.
Well, what I meant was, like, rebuilt from something.
So, that's what Neo means. So, like, in that episode, you literally said, we'll look it up. No, we won't. And then I said, when I get to the episode of Virus, I'll be like, oh yeah, I'll do it on this episode. And then 30 episodes when I get to this.
Well, there you go. For our longtime fans. Finally got an answer.
There you go. Every once in a while, I'll come across a bunch of questions that we find throughout different things. And I'll be like, oh, I guess we should answer that question. That would never.
It's only been 25 episodes since then. That
we said we'd never answer in the first place, so it doesn't even matter.
All right, guys. Category S, spin the wheel. See what we got.
Hopefully it's something good.
Yeah, there's a lot in us. Wow, I can't even read this.
Yeah, I know, it's so small.
Usually before it actually lands on something, we can read it. Sushi and Beyond.
Sushi and Beyond. S has been kind of good to us, but this doesn't look like it's going to be good.
No, it does not. It sounds like it's going to be f***ing terrible. Sushi.
It's up, down, right there. Oh God.
24 episodes. No.
It looks like a family sitcom show.
Based on a book by British travel and dining journalist Michael Booth. Follows Booth, his wife, Listen, and two kids, Anser?
I don't know.
And Emil, 6 and 4, and their 100-day trip to Japan. Oh, no.
As they try out a variety of Japanese foods, Booth
art
was
on it.
Yeah, it
looks like a Cartoon Network show from, like, the mid-2000s.
Yeah, this looks bad.
Well, boys and girls, we had to come across a bad one.
Oh, well. And it's got that death tag of comedy, too.
Oof, comedy, slice of life.
Slice of life is fine, but the comedy tag.
This is
going
to be bad, though. God damn. All right, guys. Next episode, Sushi and Beyond.
Talk to you later. Bye. So, we watched the first episode of Sushi and Beyond, and it is essentially a half cartoon anime and half, like,
Live action
review show kind of thing.
Oh, Japanese food. So we'd be reviewing a review show that's not even entirely anime.
And it, honestly, it's weird and a little racist, honestly.
I'd say quite a bit racist.
And it just doesn't seem to fit our show.
Yeah, it really doesn't. So we're going to spin. I wouldn't watch it. There's better things to watch, like watch No Reservations with Anthony Bourdain if you want to watch things about food.
Yeah, apparently this guy
named Michael Booth.
Wrote a book of Japanese culture and they did
it. No, he read a book and then wanted to make a show. That's what I saw.
So, yeah, there's no point in doing this show. It's a waste of time, honestly, and it's not an anime as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it really is more of a cartoon, half live action, but again, it's a review show. So we'd be reviewing a review. It doesn't make any sense. Who does that?
Yeah, no, it's weird. So we're going to spin again.
Yeah. Let's do that. It's coming through the TV because we're casting to the TVs. Sorry about that. What do we got?
Slayers.
All right. There's my mouse. There it is.
There's the clapping that you all love so much.
I always delete that. Not today. If I remember correctly, Slayers is, like, really old.
I actually think I've heard of it.
Yeah, yeah. Super old. 26 episodes. Actually, I'm not quite sure what's going on here. There's Slayers specials in the beginning, which is, and then Slayers excellent, which is really weird. I think we'll just start from Slayers episode one.
Yeah. We'll get into it, figure it out. We'll figure it out. We're going to do Slayers instead, because at least it's an anime.
It definitely looks older. It looks like something that's late 80s, early 90s. Plot summary. Lena Inverse, a wandering sorceress and bandit killer, joins forces with roving swordsman Gori Gabriev in what's supposed to be a quick union of convenience. Blah, 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 blah. It looks boring, but hey, you never know. Gotta be better than one with f***ing Sushi and Beyond.
Yeah, I mean, man, that's your quick review of it. We only watched one episode, and it's just going to be him going through and trying different foods.
That's all it is.
And then probably at the end, Japanese food is great.
For 6 minutes of live action.
Yeah. For, what is it, 24 episodes or some crap like that? Yeah, that's too much.
Alright, guys.
We'll talk to you again later.
Next episode, Slayers.
Bye.